This is Vatican News. Pope Francis has marked the World Day Against Trafficking in Persons by calling upon all people of goodwill to take responsibility, denounce injustice, and stand firm against the shameful crime of human trafficking. Speaking during the Sunday Angelus, he looked ahead to the day marked annually on the 30th of July. We spoke to Michel Vautet, Ambassador of the Order of Malta to monitor and combat human trafficking. He is also Deputy Permanent Observer of the Mission of the Order at the UN in Geneva.
As you know, the Order of Malta is a religious and lay sovereign entity of public international law, and we have been established 900 years ago to care for vulnerable people. And among vulnerable people, you could, of course, find most vulnerable victims of contemporary forms of slavery. And that's why today we would like to use this day to mobilize our social services and our national associations and also a worldwide relief agency, Maltese International, to work to end modern slavery. And actually, we have a few highlights. Help everyday people identify their role in perpetuating modern slavery. Help prevent slavery by using our existing field services. Support and reintegrate slavery survivors with means and skills to live and stay out of a trafficking irregular situation. And also promote better access to remedies and support for survivors, through bringing together a broader range of costs and multi-sectoral partners in key areas. And of course, among those key partners are the Catholic Church and, of course, religious orders in the field and also other FBOs. And of course, also the UN in New York, in Vienna, in Geneva, and the UNHCR, High Commissioner for Refugees, UNODC, also the IOM, headquartered in Geneva. So we have a broad, I would say, network we would like actually to cooperate with, and we are already cooperating with, and we would like also to go further into bringing the demand for slaves into focus by promoting conscious consumption, meaning by that, to participate in the promotion of slave-free consumer labels and generally to promote the awareness of this issue of contemporary slavery. And this is done, of course, by launching appeals like today, participating in international conferences, and also making our associations and our workers in the world aware of this issue and of the need to improve whatever we can do to provide protection and assistance to them.
Thank you. The Pope also released an appeal. I was wondering, how much influence does his voice have on what you do?
Oh, very much so, very much so. Because definitely, as you know, Pope Francis is very, not only concerned, but very active in raising awareness. And not only raising awareness, but I must say, when we see that he is constantly repeating his concern, he is constantly asking the Church, and not only within the Church, but also, as you know, on the 2nd of December 2014, he launched this inter-religious appeal in Rome. And I think it's very important that we also, as a Catholic order, we follow suit. I must say, we have a great admiration for Pope Francis, and we think in this regard we should definitely contribute to his efforts.
That was Michel Vautet, Ambassador of the Order of Malta.